You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. All right, so we're back, CWCBE, and took a little snack and then took a little break. And again, it's always great to interview all these different people in the cannabis industry. It's really interesting on all the stuff that they do. And today I got Chrissy Solis, and you're an account executive at Infinity Massage Chairs.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I believe that I tried it. Are those crazy chairs that are in the back or
not? They are phenomenal. I'm the travel coordinator. I'm down here supporting our crew.
This is like a stoner fantasy. Like, I'm not joking. I've enjoyed massage chairs throughout my life, you know. I've never been in one that does all the crazy shit that your chair does. It's like you put your body in and your arms and everything else, and you go through this crazy experience. But I'm not going to steal your thunder, so why don't you tell me all about it?
Well, we are based out of Seabrook, New Hampshire. Our big thing is wellness for life. We live by our brand. We sell our brand. We know our brand. The company is basically one big family as far as Infinity goes. These massage chairs are phenomenal. You sit in them and it takes you to a totally different place. Your arms, like you said, your feet, so on and so forth. Upper body, you know,
it's so
lower
crazy.
Body. The airbags just on your calves. Those are places that people don't even think about that hurt until you get out of this chair and realize how relaxed you actually are.
So let's explain what we're talking about, because like it's not just where you're sitting on a chair and it kind of hits your back area and like the underneath of your legs like a normal massage chair that people are used to. Your like legs like kind of get folded in, right? It kind of like wraps around your legs.
It does a body scan.
Yeah, it wraps around your legs. It wraps around your hands and arms. Okay, you like slide your arms into this mechanism, right? Or however you want to call it. And then, like you said, it scans your body. Now, explain why it does that.
It's reading your features. It's basically just getting an outline of where the functions need to come into and how far out they should go. Like with your feet, there's some people that are taller than others. I'm a short one. I don't need it to stretch out that much.
No, I got you.
I think the best part is the zero gravity feature that we have on it. A lot of people think massage
gravity feature.
This is nothing like what you see in the airport.
So what does that mean?
Zero gravity. It's going to literally lift you up and lay you flat as if you were in bed when you're in your most relaxed position.
Lift you up and lay you flat. It's fucking wild. And I don't think we can talk too much about pricing because I know there's a show special, but that's only for people at the show, right? So we're not going to get into that. It is not cheap, but it is good.
It
and
is worth it.
There is financing.
It literally, what do you do with $3.50 a day?
No,
nothing.
It should have.
That's what you need for this
I think
chair.
The only thing added for the cannabis industry is there should have been like a bong holder or something like added to the chair so you can like put your piece while you're getting massaged and shit.
Well, we are in the right place.
But you definitely had lots of people enjoying these wonderful massages. What's the website?
InfinityMassageChairs.com.
So, Infinity Massage Chairs with an S.
Plural, yes.
Plural for all our stoners out there. And then they could check it out. You guys got Instagram, Facebook, any kind of pop-in
social
media?
We are on social media.
And you got like little videos of people just getting their massage on by this crazy chair.
We have a complete video with all the functions on some of our chairs up online. It is awesome.
It has a very spaceship feeling to it. You know, it's like you're climbing into the spaceship.
What we need to do is put these on airplanes.
Oh, my God. On an airplane? Oh, that's just nuts. Just thinking about that. And definitely a great item. And really cool that you guys, what made you decide to jump into coming and showing this at a cannabis show? I mean, I know in the back of my head what the reason would be, but what made you choose to do this?
Like I said, we are wellness for life. We live by our brand. This
live
was a great
on the
place
wellness
for us to be.
And wellness and cannabis, they definitely go hand in hand. Any shout outs to any friends or anybody you'd like to say something out there to?
anyone that's listening to me right now, hopefully. Shout out to everybody listening, when I get back into work.
All those millions of people. Thank you for coming on and letting everybody know about this crazy massage chair and all the interesting things you see at the CWCBE Boston. Come check it out. If you couldn't come down this year, it's every year. And definitely a great show. And, you know, if you come down, you get to jump into this fucking crazy massage chair, which is definitely not cheap and definitely worth trying out for sure.
Thank you so much.
And you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye. You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. All right. So live back, had to go out and do a little puff. Got to get myself a little energized before I do do my next interview. And you know what's great is I am always excited because you know how it is with Purple Haze and Purple Haze Radio. We're always doing all the different events, always giving our good props in Cali to all our homies. Shout out to all the guys at High Times Magazine and Purple Haze winning 10 cannabis cups. And also having, I got one of the top 50 pioneers in the world of cannabis. And, you know, we always hit up all the events. Shout out to my boys at Chalice, Harvest, all this stuff. And we have a Harvest Cup that High Times does in Sacramento that they're doing this year towards the end of the year. And all of a sudden my boy comes over here and is like, yo, check out our Harvest Cup on the East Coast. And I got Scott Brodsky. What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's up? How we doing?
Hey man, so is it in Maine or where's this thing popping?
So this is gonna be in Massachusetts.
Nice. Yep. Is it the first one or what?
No, this is the second. We did it last year for the first time and it was a big hit.
All medical essentially or what? Or is it rec or
this is it's a 21 plus event open to medical patients as well.
And they could bring is their bud gonna be sold there or is it just people could bring in puff?
So like, no, in the state of Massachusetts we're still waiting for the adult use to come online.
Okay,
so nobody
sure.
can actually purchase from anywhere. It's not a medical dispensary.
But people could have what's on them, right?
But
and
that's
then
correct.
Just fucking chill.
We have a great laws here in Massachusetts. Individuals, you know, can possess cannabis and they can, you know, gift among themselves and things like that.
So can an individual, do you guys, being that it's a Harvest Cup, it's competition, right?
Correct. It's a competition.
What kind of categories we got? We got flower, obviously, right?
So we do.
Indica, sativa, hybrid, three comps, or what?
So the way we're doing it this year, we broke
it down.
We got the indoor category and the outdoor category for flower.
Okay. So it doesn't matter whether it's indica, sativa, whatever. It's all indoor versus all outdoor.
Well, they're each individual categories.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have an indoor cup, an outdoor cup.
Okay.
We're also going to do vape cartridges.
Okay. That's a good one.
We have two edible categories.
Nice.
One for savory, one for sweet.
Okay. Savory and sweet. How do you define, like, how do you define that? That's kind of like kind of crazy right there.
It is, right? So I mean, even myself,
savory,
I try and think about it
like anything other than sweet, essentially.
That's a good way of putting it, right? Yeah, like candies, you know, hard candies, gummies, things like that.
Okay,
very
cool.
Sweet.
Absolutely, sure.
Savory, you know, might be
popcorn.
That other end, exactly. Yeah,
something,
you know,
different.
Something
that's
a little different.
Cool.
Yeah, some Chex Mix maybe.
I've had guys that pulled that shit off. It's actually not bad. I've had like the Chex Mix version and shit. It's actually pretty tight.
Yeah, me too.
Any other competition or no?
So we have a CBD flower extract category.
Okay.
Also a CBD edibles tinctures category.
Okay.
We also have a topical transdermals oils category.
Wow.
Yep. We also have a solvent extracts category.
Wow.
A non-solvent extracts category.
Okay. Now, for those that are laymen, who, you know, getting into cannabis, listening to stuff on the radio, and don't know what you meant by, like, solventless or whatever, you know, can you define that and explain what that is?
Absolutely, yeah. So a solventless extraction means that there's no other chemical that's being added to the extraction method to actually get the oil out of the plant.
So it's
using natural processes that don't involve essentially dissolving the oil.
Oh, that's cool.
And then a solvent extract would be exactly that, that the oil from the plant is actually being dissolved in a solvent.
Okay.
And then it's purged, the solvent is purged off.
Okay. Now, if any entries have any kind, do you guys like lab test every entry and then?
We do, yeah.
If they have pesticides or mold or any kind of shit like that, do they essentially get disqualified?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. MCR Labs is our official testing center here in Massachusetts. And absolutely, anyone that doesn't pass the stringent requirements we have will be disqualified from the competition.
Now, last year, just out of curiosity, because we've had this happen in Cali a lot, where there might be like 100 entries, and out of 100, almost half don't pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you have problems last year with people putting shit in and then you tested it and just didn't cut the mustard, had like a little pesticide or mold or whatever?
Absolutely. You know, inevitably, there's always some failures.
Sure. But I mean, was it heavy last year?
I don't think it was heavy. Maybe I want to say 20%.
Okay.
As a rough estimate.
Okay, sure.
And so.
And, you know, I guess the best advice to someone who really is trying to do this and wants to win a cup, right? Get your shit tested before you send it in.
Absolutely. Right? Know before you throw it in.
No, don't waste your money and your you know, pride over wanting to win something prestigious, and then you know they're going to test it. So, like, why even fucking send it in, right? If you know it's going to fail, unless you just want to say that you entered the Harvest Cup, which, you know, there's a lot of people that do that anyway.
Very true.
You want to just want the props for entering it, you know? And shout out to all you guys who want to do that, you know, but I'd want to win a fucking cup, I'll tell you that much.
I hear you there. If I'm gonna enter, I want to win.
What were the winners, some of the winning? I want to hear some of the strains and some of the shit that won last year.
So last year our winning flower was Davy Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, a great grower.
Is that a do you remember, was it a hybrid indica sativa, any idea or no?
Don't recall off the top of my head. Okay. I want to say it was more a sativa side.
Little Davy Jones locker, baby. What else? What kind of edible won it last year?
It was like this. I want to say it was like a donut, but it was just like one of the best donuts you'd ever seen in your life. Yeah,
a donut.
It was amazing.
I had a pretty solid cupcake from this one lady that like just went savage. 400 milligram cupcake, icing with giant fucking Oreo cookie things in it and shit. Fucking badass for sure.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, it's amazing seeing what they come up with in the kitchen.
You guys
really
gonna have a lot of vendors?
We are. Yeah, I mean, right now we have over 130 vendors confirmed. We'll probably have around 150, 160 by the time the event
that's
comes around.
That's fucking cool, bro.
Yep.
And towards the end of the year. So if you guys are in Boston, or it's Worcester, Massachusetts, right?
You say it like an out-of-towner. Absolutely. Like Worcester, Mass. Is where
Worcester.
It's in. Yeah,
I've heard of it. Yeah, I totally fucked that up right there.
Welcome to Worcester.
All right, so when you guys come and you happen to be around, now you said that won't be wrecked then by then. Like people could come. Anybody could come 21 or older. They could bring their bud with them. So that's actually cool, man. I would do that. You guys got music too? Anything going on? A little band or anything?
We will be doing like an after party on Saturday night.
Sweet.
Yep, around the little corner at a great place called, I think it's Electric Haze. Sophistafunk will be playing there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we'll also be having a kickoff party the Friday night before, actually at the DCU Center.
Oh, really?
So that'll be a lot of fun too. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And how much is it for people to go to this event, and how do they register, you know, for something like this?
So if they want to register, they can go to theharvestcup.org, check out our website. If you want to be a competitor, the competition's open until the 29th of October.
Okay.
So there's still time to submit.
Okay. So yeah, so you guys don't have much time.
But
if you want to submit for the cup, and then how does the judging work in that particular situation? You guys have a ton of judges, you know, who gets the honor of picking something like that? Do you pay to be a judge? How does that go down, and how many judges are there?
So the way it works is we have five judges for every one of our 12 categories, so 60 judges total. We have an incredible judging coordinator who's a very, very good professional, has been doing this for a long time.
Okay.
And she is really cultivated a great list of judges from the industry here locally and around.
So to have 60 judges,
yeah.
Let's talk about how many entries.
So right now, I mean,
so last year we
had about 80 entries in the competition. This year, we had about over 200 already submit to our initial
200.
Inquiry. To be a competitor.
And
how many of those will actually get into the competition?
Sure,
we'll find out.
So 200 competitors. How many judges per, let's say, thing? So like if you're a competitor and I'm in the edible category and I want to enter an edible, how many edibles does one have to enter for the judges? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the required?
Absolutely. I understand what you're saying.
So then everybody who is interested in trying to win the second annual Harvest Cup here in Worcester, Massachusetts, if you're going to enter the flower category, you're going to have to give how much bud?
So the flower category, I want to say, is about, you know, 12 or 14 grams total, maybe.
Okay, and then do you just break off a grammy per judge or something like that? So, or how do you break that shit down?
Yep. So it's all listed, you know, on our website under theharvestcup.org. If you click on competing, we have it listed out,
broken down.
Yep. Okay, competitors sweet. Are supposed to package it, broken up to each individual judge.
Okay.
And there's five judges per category.
Okay. So five judges.
In addition
per category.
To that, we'll have a sample that will be displayed during the comp, during the weekend.
Absolutely.
And then also a testing sample.
Now, is there any kind of awards for best booth, or, you know, People's Choice Awards, or is any kind of things that kind of like that in the mix, or no?
We're working on it. We don't think we'll be able to do like a best booth award this year, but
sure.
We are trying to put together a joint rolling competition.
Nice.
And a blunt rolling competition.
Oh,
so attendees
shit.
Can watch
That's
that happen.
That's what I'm talking about right
And then
there.
They'll be able to actually pick the winners during the weekend.
Like, how quality it is, and then also, is it like roll one up and then who can roll one up the quickest and smoke it down or anything like that, or no?
That's a good idea. We're still finalizing
you know
the format
I mean?
For that. So
I want to throw some input into that one. You heard it right now live on Purple Haze Radio, my suggestion to the competition at Harvest Cup.
Yeah,
for sure. And I'll be one of those fucking guys if I could come down here and check it out, for sure.
Absolutely. We'd love to have
absolutely.
You out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're I got to check out our schedule and stuff. We might be in Arkansas at Big Cannabis Festival going there. But if we can, maybe we'll swing back for sure. Any shout outs or anybody you want to say what's up to or let anybody know what's up?
Hey, just want to say what's up to the cannabis community here in Massachusetts and
oh,
New England.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we love you all.
What's your favorite strain you like to rock with, my brother?
I'm a big sativa guy. Anything with that citrus, terps, I'm a big fan.
Sure. Got a shout out to the Tangy.
Yeah.
I love that beautiful citrus, orange, delicious flavor that's rocking all over the place, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man. So thank you, man, for coming on. And everybody look forward to the Harvest Cup coming here in Mass. And how many of these events? There really aren't that many yet, right? So you're probably pioneering this shit a little bit, huh?
You know, we're kind of blazing the trail there, you know, with the help of a few undergrounds that have been there before us. And, you know, we're looking to kind of just keep growing.
Rising from the black market into the real deal, Holyfield, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
I love
what it's all
it,
about.
Man. Thank you for doing what you do, coming out and putting out together awesome functions so people can enjoy the cannabis lifestyle. Check out all these great strains. Check out the Harvest Cup second year, December 15th and 16th, 2018. Check out the website. And get your groove on at the Harvest Cup. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you for having me on.
Hell yeah.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're live, CWCBE. And
yeah.
I'm chilling with my boy Omar. How you doing, my brother?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
And, you know, I'm always excited because I'm always checking out all these different pens out there.
Yep.
E-pens, vaporizers, and it's pretty crazy that in the vaporizer industry, most people are used to, again, E-pen, meaning that it's shaped like a pen,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And I'm cruising around, checking out all different things that are going on in the cannabis industry, and then all of a sudden you roll by and you show me this thing. I swear it looks like a tic-tac, like a fucking tic-tac, or, you know, when you pull those little breath things out of your mouth or whatever.
They call it toast, man.
Yeah, toast.
Call it toast.
Yeah, so you got this cool little fucking square that's like maybe 1 inch by 1.5 inches, super fucking discreet.
Super.
You can't even tell that this motherfucker's a vaporizer, and my boy has made it fast, easy to fill, and super motherfucking discreet. Tell me about this shit.
All right, bro. So everyone, like you said, walks around with these pens, right?
Yeah.
The pens are outdated.
Outdated.
Let's be real.
For sure. Absolutely.
Like, how many times have you lost a pen?
Everybody loses
broke a
the
pen.
Or someone ganks it, and
yeah,
then you don't
something
even know
because
they look so similar.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Or the cartridge breaks.
Absolutely.
The glass, you
sure.
know?
Uh-huh.
It's annoying to deal with. And
absolutely.
Honestly, with this, it's a perfect solution.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, I think
it
so,
holds
right?
a gram. I mean.
Oh, no shit. You can fill a gram in that
you
bad boy?
You can fill a gram in this bad boy and just hit it.
And then how do you know when it's done, though? Like, do you,
I there's mean, actually a light.
Gram, is, oh, a light lights there up is. When the gram is empty?
Like a light.
No. No.
No, I'm serious. Hey, look, look,
come
look.
On. All right.
You see it?
But does it turn a different color when it's out, though?
It blinks.
Oh, okay. So when it's out of oil, it go.
Yep.
Blink.
It'll
blink.
Yep.
I tell you what's up.
Yeah, you can even get different colors. The great thing about this is every company that picks this up is going to have a different end product.
Okay, so explain that to me.
Okay, so it's white label company, right?
So you can write whatever you want on the square.
You can write whatever you want. You can change the color of whatever you want. You can, like, there's so many different things you can do with it.
Is there, when guys are buying them, is there a minimum, though, to put your own custom thing on it? There's got to be some kind of cutoff, right?
I can't
just call, yo, bro, I want like five of these.
No, nah. No. we're not taking small orders, man.
Okay,
we're here for the big boys.
What are the minimums? Let's break it down.
So, honestly, the minimums, we don't really have like a set minimum. We try to aim for 10K. That's our
all right, so 10,000 these bad boys.
10,000 units, yep.
And what can we talk about wholesale or no? Not right now.
Yeah, not right now. We'll get there.
Where are people going to hit you up if they want to find out what's up?
Oh, just hit us up on Instagram. You can hit us up at AntPods. You can go to antpods.com.cm.
So AMPODS?
ANTPODS.
ANTPODS.
Yeah,
for all you stoners out there, yep. It's AntPod.
AntPods.
AntPod.
And
with an S.
Pods.
Pods.
Yes.
Pods. Yes. For you stoners out there. See, I was almost fucked up myself. Been smoking too much oil. That's what happens.
Hell yeah.
You know how that shit goes down.
Where's that at?
Oh, you're gonna on the slide.
Hey.
You know how I roll.
Hell yeah.
That's why we gotta roll these days, I guess.
Always,
until,
bro. Hey,
until things are fully fucking rocking, right?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Hey, I always roll, bro. Honestly, that's the traditional way of smoking, and that's just what I prefer, man, at the end of the day. But I do support these products.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it's like when you have nothing to roll, or if you're in a state that you can't roll,
sure,
you can have something like this.
Yeah, there's a convenience. And then because of the way it's made like a square,
yeah,
right? And a lot of these, and it's closed in.
It's okay, a closed paw system,
so now that's what is unique about it. Because a lot of pens, especially if you're going to fill it up, right? Yeah.
It's an open pot
system. If you turn it, you lay it down.
It can leak.
The shit can. The shit always dribbles out. I mean,
exactly,
let's get realistic. It gets in the glass, whatever. It gets messy and stuff like that.
Yep.
But your thing, completely contained.
Exactly.
Load that motherfucker. Put it in your pocket.
Yep.
Drop it any like way you want.
The best part, look at these accessories, man. Like, I have this around my neck constantly, so I don't lose it.
I didn't pay too much attention to the accessory, but now I'm seeing this shit.
Yeah, man.
So,
look, and we have different colors, too. Like,
and you can hang it on your neck.
You can hang it on your neck, your keys.
Like a key fob type thing.
Yeah, key fob, yeah.
And this is what's fly. This thing, if it was on your key fob, I would tend to bet, and I'd bet the fucking farm on this, that you would never fucking know that it was a vaporizer.
No, you would think...
you just think it's like some house clicking fob thing or
have
whatever.
Have you ever seen... I forget what those things are called, but you put them on your keys so you don't lose your keys.
Oh, tile.
Tiles, yes.
Yep.
They look exactly like the tiles, except you can smoke out of it.
Here we go. did you just come up with the fucking easiest way to explain this on the radio?
Yeah, exactly, bro.
This shit
I did.
Looks like the tile.
Yes.
It's only maybe a tiny bit
bigger,
thicker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's fucking great, bro.
Yeah, man.
I love it. Give a shout out. What website if people want to check you out and see what you got going on?
Our website is antpods.com.cm, or you can follow us on Instagram at antpods.
Awesome, bro. And then what shows do you guys? You guys ship all over the United States then, right?
Yeah, We sell global, man. We're actually like an umbrella company. The company above us is V-God. If you're familiar with V-God.
No.
We have like 500K on Insta, man. We have 1.6 mil
online fans. How do you spell it?
V-G-O-D.
So V-G-O-D.
Yeah, so that's the company I work for, as well as AntPods. I work for AntPods.
Yeah.
They're kind of under V-God. And V-God's been in the business for these devices, stuff like this, for a very long time. So
wow.
I'm very, very confident in this product specifically.
Yeah,
I think it's
that's awesome,
do great,
bro.
Man.
That's very exciting. Thank you, man, for being creative and definitely being out there in a niche idea, because man, these e-pens, there are so many thousands of them, and you get so confused. You're like,
they're
man,
all the same,
what
man.
Am I getting? Why?
We're changing. We're changing the world with this.
Yeah, man, I like that. That's fly, bro.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for coming on Purple Haze Radio.
Of course,
any
man.
Shout outs you want to give to anybody else?
Nah, man, I'm good, actually, yeah. I think shout out to Ant Pods for flying me out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking cool as fuck.
Hell yeah, bro.
And where are you guys from?
Cali, man.
I'll see you back in the Hizzle.
Of course, bro. Hey, we're going to be in Vegas. We're going to be in Vegas.
I'll see you in Vegas, too. Yep. Where are you guys in Cali?
Torrance.
Okay, cool. We're in Woodland Hills.
Hell yeah, bro.
Not too far.
Not too far
at all. We'll have to blaze
sesh.
Down.
We got a sesh, bro.
Absolutely. It's going down.
It's coming soon, man.
All right, man. Let's go. Peace.
Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're live in Poppin', CWCVE. Last day. Everybody's been partying. Good after parties. Lots of good shit going down in Boston. Good food. Good beer. Good drink. Good cannabis. Overall, great convention. A lot of networking. A lot of social stuff going on, and today we got, starting off the day, my boy Matt Matero from Medical Mary. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, man. I am great. How are you?
Good. So, you a native East Coast guy, or what's the deal?
I grew up in Detroit.
All right. Michigan.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Michigan motherfuckers out there.
Uh-huh.
And Michigan, unlike a lot different than Massachusetts, is way more ahead in the cannabis game. Shout out to my boys at High Times that throw the Michigan Cup. Fucking killer event that goes down over in Michigan, I think twice a year, actually, because it's such a good thing. Good, great music, good bud, great genetics. Man, how do you like doing your thing in Michigan?
We love it. Recreational should be approved real soon. November, it's on the ballot.
Finally. Yeah, that's exciting, right?
Finally. It's worth the sales tax to get that approved so they can fix all the roads in Detroit. That'd
absolutely.
Be great.
Yeah, hell yeah. Got to get the Motor City's roads going, you know? And what were you doing before cannabis, like before you got into this industry?
I was in the gold business.
Gold. No shit. Buying, selling gold or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's still to this day a solid business, you know, wholesaling gold and selling it. I actually come from a jewelry background. I'm a GIA gemologist.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Yeah, you're talking my language right there for sure. We spent almost half my life picking up estate jewelry and gold and buying all kinds of stuff. And
then, you
know, melting it and everything else to the bars.
Mm-hmm.
But hell yeah, man, that's a big cross. You get into jewelry, which, you know, is always a very, as far as buying gold, is always solid. I mean, you generally, just before you even get into cannabis, would you advise that it's good for people to collect gold, that, you know, unlike stocks and other things, there's a strong value to holding on to that asset or collecting it?
I believe so. Well, you always have the intrinsic value of gold. It's a tangible asset.
Absolutely.
Just in case the economy were to crash, you have a backup plan.
Yeah, exactly. If there's that's something worldwide motherfuckers will take from you.
Absolutely.
In exchange for trade or services, you know, and it's always been a very solid. But we're talking about, just so you guys understand, it's not just as much as collecting 14 karat, because you get less value. Is really the best thing to try to get the highest carat value you can, or even actually buy. Can people buy melted bars and shit once it's done? Like, I don't know, not wholesale, but there's outlets for that, right?
Yeah, they call that an assayed bar. It's just a melted bar. It can come in at 12 or 14 carat.
Yeah, you know, and then you also have the, you know, it's always better to get the 18 or the 20, you know, 21 or whatever the closest is you get, because then you get more value per gram for it. So that's just something to think about. And then also make sure you guys test your gold, because there's a lot of fake shit out there and fake stamps and all kinds of crazy shit. So make sure when you do it that you go past the top layer and then you know what's up for sure. So doing gold, doing jewelry, and then what made you go like, oh, I want to switch over to cannabis? Because that seems like you went from a very solid industry, you know what I mean, to a unknown, in a way, industry.
Well, we did really well in the gold business. We had a couple thousand affiliates across the country buying gold for us. And the CEO of Medical Mary, who's my partner, did extremely well with expansion into Canada and to Central America and South America. So when the price of gold kind of went stagnant in 2013, 2014,
okay.
the price wasn't fluctuating and there isn't any volatility there.
Okay.
So Norman opened up a large grow facility in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Shout out to our cultivators out in Colorado doing their thing. What's the name of the place? Give a little shout out.
OG Medicinals.
OG Medicinals. And you guys just CBD, THC, what you got cracking?
That's a recreational wholesale.
Recreational, full on, wholesale, can sell. Mm-hmm. Is it dispensary then and fully integrated? Like they grow this, that, or what's the deal?
It's just a grow.
Okay, just
wholesale.
A grow.
Yeah, nice. So selling to all the dispensaries.
How? What size facility are we talking about?
35,000 square feet.
Nice. Nice mm-hmm. size. Absolutely really good. Shout out to my boys over at CPS that we've done some stuff with. Colorado Product Services, also guys doing their thing. Over towards Aspen, right, or Carbondale or something like that. Mm-hmm. So what kind of strains you guys rocking, you know?
Everything.
What's your favorite?
OG Kush.
You're OG yeah. Kush, man. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, bro. And how long has the facility been around?
Just under 4 years.
Okay, under mm-hmm. 4 years. And then are you guys just doing, are you a MIP also, or are you just doing the cannabis? You got yep. the full integrated system?
Mm-hmm.
You doing edibles?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All under the Medical Mary line, or are
no,
you guys that, doing?
It's completely separate from Medical Mary. See, the OG Medicinals is strictly a grow operation that Norman owns. And shout out to Mark out in Colorado,
oh,
if you're
yeah.
listening.
Shout out, my brother.
And so what ended up happening eventually is with all of the opioid ODs going on, Norman and I are both from the Detroit area.
Sure.
So what ended up happening was... constantly going back and forth to Detroit for funerals and whatnot, and Norman started to realize that CBD could be the cure or for the opioid epidemic.
That's great.
And that's when he formed Medical Mary.
Oh, that's awesome,
and
man.
And then went pure CBD and, you know, partnered up with a lot of farmers in Kentucky and Oregon and
oh, nice.
Montana
okay.
for the hemp.
Okay.
And then started formulating the line with nutraceuticals.
Hell yeah.
And honey sticks. And
so let's
gummies.
Talk about the different stuff. We got, you said gummies, you got honey sticks.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of edibles you guys have?
Well, probably what makes us the most different is our line of nutraceuticals, which are...
Okay, let's talk about that. What do you got going?
Okay, we have nutraceuticals that are infused with certain vitamins and nutrients that help certain ailments, like joint and muscle pain, cardio problems, where we take a cardio with CoQ10, and then we infuse CBD to it, so that helps with the heart problems.
Oh, nice. So you're doing these blends, mm-hmm. essentially, to almost help... really help a cure.
It's like turbo. It's
yeah,
like a turbocharge for
that's
the
cool.
CBD.
You do any mess around with like anti-stress, like throw a little kava into anything and stuff, or no?
Actually, we have something called a chill pill.
Oh, chill
that,
pill.
That has kava
chill
in
pill.
It. Yeah, and it really helps. We have yeah. a great supplement for sleeping and dream patterns. It's called
okay.
Dream.
Oh,
and
that's
we add,
great. Melatonin or no?
Lemon balm leaf, valerian root, and melatonin.
Okay, so is it... The CBD has a natural sleeping effect normally, right? Or no?
It
or
depends on the it depends
if,
on
in the,
the
component if it's a full spectrum, right?
If so it's full spectrum,
yeah. So if it
this
has
is an isolate.
If it has CBN, which is high in CBN, CBN, I believe, is what helps with sleep, right?
Yes. This is an isolate product that comes in our nutraceuticals.
So in the isolate form, it won't have CBN, right? Or no?
No.
Okay, cool. So
just
that,
CBD.
That's why you have to add these other components and stuff
mm-hmm.
So you could ship it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're legal in
yeah.
all 50 states, which
now,
is huge.
Have you guys come up with something that's comparable, that is for patients, that has, you know, has more of those components and less of the other components, let's say? So then if someone wants the pure natural remedy, let's say, might not be as strong or effective for, let's say, sleep or this, you know, but they don't want that melatonin because maybe like it affects them differently.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have for the medical patients something different?
We do. We have full spectrum starting at 500 milligrams to 1,000, 1,500, and we just came out. We're actually launching it here at the show at the Cannabis
oh, nice.
World Congress, 2,500 milligram
wow.
full spectrum.
Wow. Now, mm-hmm. what's your advice if someone was using CBD just as a preventative base, would there be a certain milligrammed product that you would suggest that they could buy on your site?
Yeah, I would say probably the 500 or 1,000 milligram tincture in an isolate form.
Okay. Now, when it says 500,000, that means that's what's total in the actual bottle, right?
Absolutely.
What would be the recommended daily dose, though, to someone who wanted to do preventative health? And then how long would that bottle, let's say, last?
I would say between 20 and 30 milligrams per day would probably be a good preventative, and that bottle would last you 30 to 60 days, depending.
Okay, and can we talk about costs of somebody buying it online, what it would cost?
Absolutely. We have our 500 milligram. It's going to retail for $59.99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so really not $60, $2 a day to keep yourself in a preventative measure. Now, obviously, if someone has a more severe illness, you know, let's move it up to PTSD, right? Would you double the dose?
I would go to 50 milligrams at least per day.
Okay, and then knowing that that only will last you half a week, do you guys make a larger bottle or higher milligram, let's say, to compensate that?
We do. We have the 1,500 milligram and the 2,500 milligram available.
Okay, so then as you increase in and be able to want to keep buying the bottle within the monthly range, it's actually better to go to the higher milligrams tincture, so then you have more and higher milligrams for that. So if someone was on the level of PTSD, you would suggest which of the bottles on your...
The 1,500 milligram.
The 1,500. And then if it was someone with cancer, let's say really strong...
2,500 milligrams.
25 is the max one.
It is.
Now, in that particular situation, how many milligrams is that being broken to then a day?
So on, let's say, PTSD, that'd be 1,500 milligrams. That would be a monthly tincture,
yeah, so
which is 50 milligrams per day.
50 a day. And what would cancer be bumping up to? 100 in your suggestion?
75 to 100. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there too much to a point where the body isn't even taking it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like how do you know what's the... I'm overdoing it and it's unnecessary.
Well, the good thing is there aren't any side effects and you can't take too much of it.
Okay.
Just like a vitamin or a mineral, if you take too much of it, it'll come out in your urine and it'll be bright yellow, just like if you have too many vitamins in your system.
Okay, so that's how you know. You piss in the fucking neon colors, you're taking too much CBD today.
It's more than your body needs because of the inflammation is already set.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so once the inflammation is gone, it'll just flush itself right out.
Yeah, for sure. So let's give a shout out. What websites are you guys rocking with? Let's first talk about the CBD, the Medical Mary. What's the website for that?
MedicalMary.com.
All right. And you guys hitting Facebook, Instagram-y, anything like that?
Absolutely.
What's the, for our stoners out there, what's the Instagram? Medical Mary? Or
Medical
just
Mary.
Straight Medical Mary? Oh,
Medical
you guys
Mary.
Lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
You caught that shit quick. You think that shit would have been taken. Absolutely.
Trademark now.
Same thing on Facebook too, or no?
Absolutely. Medical
awesome.
Mary.
So in your medical needs, that. And if you're rocking to Colorado and you want to smoke on some dank strains of weed from my brother over here from another mother, what is the group, cultivating group?
OG Medicinals.
All right. So if you see OG Medicinals in your local shop in Colorado, or if you're a tourist rolling in, definitely check that shit out. Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
For coming on to Purple Haze Radio and rocking with us. And, you know, it's kind of still early. I say we go take a puff and grab a little snacky. What do you think?
That's good. And if anybody has any questions, they can email me at matt@medicalmary.com.
Hell yeah, man. You got questions. Shout out to my boy. All right. Peace.
Thanks, brother.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.